Situation for Taylor Nelson. T like Tom, A-Y-L-E-R, N-E-L-S-O-N, date of birth 3/2/1995. Date of service is January 28, 2026. The date of accident is 4/25/2025. Ms. Taylor Nelson is here for evaluation after her accident on 4/25/2025. Here, the patient rear-ended at 55 mi an hour almost, and then she hit a car in front while she was stopped for an intersection light. Impact caused her no headaches, but mild dizziness, loss of consciousness, forgetfulness, disorientation, some blurred vision, ringing in the ear, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to begin with some radiation to the right thigh. Some pain in the right shoulder was initially complained. Today, she reports that her pain in the neck is around 5, lower back pain is 7, and pain in the right shoulder is around 4. And patient has been trying acupuncture to help. Some radiation of pain to the right front thigh and right posterior leg is reported. The patient did undergo MRIs, which showed positive injury to the disc at L4-5 and L5-S1, with facet ligament hypertrophy. Patient will be seeing neurologist for her ongoing headaches and TBI symptoms. He does have a caseworker, Ms. Kendra, who comes with her. He reports of numbness, tingling of the third, fourth, fifth finger, which is found to be positive for carpal tunnel syndrome due to the positive signal sign and felling sign. The shooting pain to the right leg is 1 or 2 times per day. Motor power is also reported to be less, around 4/5. She has not lost balance or fallen as a result. Overall, the pains are reported to be between 4 and 7. ADLs are affected 7. 20% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL for system review. For additional issues, substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 134/99, pulse 73, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 12/3/2025, dictation number 1204-05. I reviewed the maps. We ordered the physical therapy to continue to the affected areas 2 times a week. Patient has been advised to come for an injection to the left medial nerve block, so that to the right medial nerve block to help her carpal tunnel area. She's released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days with 5 pound lifting limit. And patient is ordered a MAPS, and previous labs were also reviewed. Thank you.